At a party, playwright Sarah Rule overheard a doctor say, "My cleaning lady is depressed and won't clean my house. So I took her to the hospital and had her medicated, and she still won't clean." From this chance remark came Sarah Rule's play, The Clean House, a 2005 Pulitzer Prize finalist. It's had and will have several productions in the U.S. and in Europe. It opens tonight at the Milwaukee Repertory Theater. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg profiles the playwright.
The Clean House begins with a joke. You don't understand a word. It's in Portuguese, but it doesn't matter. The actress, Gwenya Lemos, is so tall, slim, beautiful, and tells it so well that you laugh your head off. A bit later, Matilde, a cleaning lady, speaks of the power of humor.
Good joke. It cleans your insides out. If I don't laugh for a week, I feel dirty. My mother once said to me, Machuji, in order to tell a good joke, you have to believe that your problems are very small and that the world is very big. She said, if more women knew more jokes, there would be more justice in this world.
Luckily, I was raised by a family who put a premium on humor.
Sarah Rule's dad was a punster. Her mother did theater in Chicago. Their dinner table was full of laughter. 31 years old, intense, with ginger-colored hair and green eyes, Sarah Rule laughs easily. The Clean House is about jokes and cleanliness and love. And, too, it's a lot about death.
A play without some sadness or a play without some humor to me doesn't feel like life, I guess.
All Sarah Rule's works have sadness in them. In Melancholy Play, the heroine is so unhappy she turns herself into an almond. In Eurydice, the heroine must choose between death with her father or life with her husband. A character in The Clean House wants to laugh herself to death. Sarah Rule grew up with these juxtapositions. When she was 18, her father got cancer. 2 years later, he died. But in this sadness, there was laughter.
His heroism was so much about his wit. I mean, it was about his, you know, it was about his spirituality too, but it was also about his wit. The 3 days when he was actually dying, he was making jokes up until the last minute. And I think to be able to do that requires a kind of total lack of self-absorption. You know, this desire to put other people at ease, the desire to make other people laugh while you're dying.
The maid in The Clean House searches for and finds the funniest joke in the world so her friend Anna can die laughing. In Washington, D.C., Rebecca Teichman directed the Woolly Mammoth Theater's production last summer. Teichman says when Anna hears that funniest joke, she makes her death a lesson.
She helps the other characters in the play kind of understand death as a sort of transformation or release. And in that, there's such a kind of beauty and elegance and magic and mystery in that moment that I think encapsulates sort of an idea of it being a transformation rather than an end.
Sarah Rule studied playwriting at Brown with Paula Vogel. Her work is filled with big ideas about life, death, the role of religion, of politics. But director Rebecca Teichman says there is nothing pretentious in Rule's writing.
I think she has a very unique, quintessentially kind of American, I'd say, voice.
People who give up the privilege of cleaning their own houses, they're insane people. If you do not clean, how do you know if you've made any progress in life? I love dust. The dust always makes progress. Then I remove the dust. That is progress. If it weren't for dust, I think that I would die.
She combines epic, really operatic, like the human questions, mourning and grieving and kind of basic ideas about ways of living with the kind of idiosyncratic foibles and messinesses and dirtinesses that are day-to-day life.
Is Charles home?
No.
Oh, did he call?
No.
Oh, he's probably just sleeping at the hospital. Sometimes there's no time to call home from the hospital. You're going from patient to patient, and it's, you know, crazy. When we were younger, Charles and I, we would page each other. We had this signal. 2 for good night, 3 for... Well, I don't know why I'm thinking about this right now. The point is that when you get older, you just know the other person is thinking of you and working hard and thinking of you, and you don't need them to call anymore.
Sarah Rule was an ambitious writer from the beginning. She describes the very first play she ever wrote.
It was a courtroom drama about landmasses in the fourth grade.
Now, why is that?
I loved the words like isthmus and peninsula.
For some reason, her teacher, Mr. Spangenberger, chose not to produce that play. 20-something years later, Rule just premiered an even more ambitious work at Arena Stage in Washington. Passion Play is an epic trilogy. It shows the Passion of Christ, depicted in Elizabethan England, in Hitler's Germany, and the Führer shows up in the audience, and in Spearfish, South Dakota, in the Vietnam era.
This is someone with a breathtaking theatrical imagination.
Molly Smith directed Arena's production of Passion Play. It runs more than 3 hours and is very much a work in progress. But it reveals the breadth of Rule's imagination and foreshadows the brilliant future of this 31-year-old. Again, director Molly Smith.
I think Sarah operates on a different plane than most people, which is why she's such an exquisite writer. She sees the world in a very different way.
What do you think she means by that?
I don't know. I mean, when you see the world in a particular way, you just see the world that way, you know? So I always find it interesting, you know, different painters looking at their palettes. You know, some people think, oh, it's a rational choice that they use that particular palette. And I think, actually, maybe not.
Sarah Rule is not afraid to engage with the most complicated and difficult ideas and to put them on the stage. Not afraid to ask an audience to think and laugh and be filled with wonder. The Clean House ends with this declaration from Machilji, the cleaning lady. I think heaven is a sea of untranslatable jokes. Only everyone is laughing. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.
Photos from The Clean House and Passion Play are at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.